Welcome to our show. This is a Backlash Radio.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Oh, we're good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thank you.
This is Yasmin.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Ava. That's Kev.
Hi, Ava.
Hi,
Jaden.
And
hi,
Jaden.
Hi.
Bailey. There we go.
Hello, Bailey.
Hi, Bailey.
We'll introduce our class. We've got all of our entire school here today.
Okay, including.
So the whole school of all six of us are here today. So we've got Zeta.
Angus. Hello, Zeta.
This is Zeta.
Hi, Zeta.
This is Georgie.
Hi, Georgie.
This is Dustin.
Hello.
Hi, Dustin.
This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hello.
This is Angus.
Hello, Angus.
Angus, move in. That's Angus. And this is Cheyenne.
Hello.
Move in. So they
hi,
can see.
Hi, Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, yes, sweetheart.
Okay.
So we wanted to start off today by thanking you very much for interviewing us last week. That was the very first time that we have ever been interviewed. And so we needed to really think about that word, being interviewed. And we found out that it was being asked lots of questions. So we've been practicing our questions and how to ask good questions. And we have a couple of questions for you today if you would like to be interviewed by us.
Yes, please, sure.
So here's our first question.
What is a class captain?
Well, a class captain is someone who represents the class in meetings, so like the school can figure out what to do. And the school captains also help out the class captains to do these type of things.
And so what job do you do as class captains do?
Well, we do a lot of things. We represent the schools in different events. We help out to make the school a better place, and the junior school councils also run events to raise money for the school and different charities. So it's a big responsibility to be any kind of captaincy, but it's great fun.
Because we only have six students in our entire school, we don't have captains, school captains or class captains, but what we were most interested in is the way that your captains all have great values and are very responsible learners and are really willing to do the right thing in their classroom. So we want to know your top tips on being a good role model or leader in your class.
Well, to be a good role model, you have to help everyone out so they can follow what you're doing. And you have to take responsibility for everything you do. I think to be courageous is very important, and confident, as you have to speak in front of the school a lot and have speeches. So if you have a lot of courage and you're very confident, I think that's very important.
Well, I think just to be able to be a captain at a school and to be confident is great to be a captain.
Thank you. That's a great answer. We think we know a little bit more now about what captains do. We were thinking about captains of football teams and those sorts of captains and what they did for their teams. And it sounds like, just like a sports team, you work really well together and you're very responsible and look after one another. So thank you for that answer. We had another question from our school, and it's from Jack.
Tell us about your school.
Well, our school, it's one for like teamwork, and we got a lot of students at our school. We got around 600 to 700 students at our school, and we do a lot of like fun activities, and everyone has fun.
We, as specialists, we have art, we have PE, special education, we have performing arts and ICT, visual arts, Mandarin class.
We have lots of big playgrounds and sport playing areas. What else would you like to know about our school?
We were just saying that we don't know what Mandarin means. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Mandarin is class, and there's a Chinese teacher that teaches you a different language, which is like Chinese.
We wonder if you could teach us a couple of words in Mandarin, because we don't have a different language class here at Tipperary.
Okay. Ni hao in Mandarin means hello.
Could we have a try at saying that?
Yeah.
Yep. So, ni hao.
Ni hao.
Well done.
Could you tell us another word?
Well, thank you in Mandarin is xie xie.
Xie xie.
Xie xie.
Very good. And ni hao ma means how are you? So ni hao ma.
Ni hao ma.
Good job. Now can we ask you guys some questions?
Sure.
Last time we talked to you, you guys had been experiencing floods. What is happening in Tipperary now?
Some of our draft gates have been flooded all the way down, but there's still another little fence going across.
So the giraffe gates mean that when Tipperary used to be a zoo, there were lots of animals and lots of enclosures. So the giraffe gates are, as you're coming up to the station, there's huge fences. And because of some of the flooding, they're made of brick. Some of those fences have come down in the really heavy deluges that we've had.
There's like six of them being knocked down.
So today it hasn't rained. We're hoping to get outside and play a cricket match. It's the first day that we've seen sunshine. It's been pouring with rain and lots of our driveway to get out. To get out, I drove out on the weekend to drive back to Darwin, and Darwin's 2 hours away. And it took me about 40 minutes to get to the end of our driveway, and I had to drive through big creek crossings where the water was coming up to my bonnet on the car. So we drive in four-wheel drives here, so when we do creek crossings, that the water doesn't come in the car. So I had to do two really big creek crossings down the driveway and drive through the water. So there's still plenty of water around, and lots of our area called Douglas Daly region, it's still very flooded. And last Friday, I had to get my food flown in on a charter aeroplane because we couldn't get out last week. But this week, fingers crossed, we're going to see some sunshine.
Yeah, Tipperary is having floods and we're having bushfires.
Can you tell us a little bit about the information you know about the bushfires in your area?
Well, I'm not sure where, but a lot of places around where there's a lot of dry grass and dead plants, there has been bushfires, and grass fires. So on the news, we've been getting a lot of fires in different places and warnings about not going to places where there's fires. But most of them are under control at the moment.
Well, that's so good. So within Australia at the moment, there's floods and bushfires.
Yep.
How do you get supplies such as food on a normal day when it's not flooded?
We get food from the office, but sometimes if we run out from lots of food, we sometimes go to Darwin and go to the supermarket or anywhere.
So what happens here is lots of the people that live here at the station are part of an agricultural group called AA Company, and they, as part of that, they have their food brought in for them, and lots of the men and women can eat at the kitchen. So in the kitchen they put on breakfast and make their own lunch and their dinner. And Zita's mum sometimes works in the kitchen, doesn't she? And Zita and Dustin's mum works in the kitchen, and these guys have been in the kitchen before. Do you two want to tell us a little bit more about the kitchen and what happens there? Dustin, do you want to tell us about the kitchen? Yes.
There's this big machine, it's like a big dishwasher. You put a tray in and you can put plates and knives and forks and everything in it.
pull it down and it just washes itself by itself, and it's pretty loud.
So it's like an industrial size for lots of plates and lots of dishes, like the size of a restaurant, isn't it? For the size of lots of people.
Yeah.
Lots of dishes.
And there are big golden tables in there.
Big golden tables in there for the men and women to come and eat at. So yeah. That's how we get our food trucks. People that work at the kitchen go and do the big orders for all the workers here, bring all the food back, and we've got like a little shop where people can do their own shop here on the station. And then just like Jack said, if they need anything else, they make the two-hour trip to Darwin and get their own supplies. But most of it's supplied here on the station.
What's your favourite food?
My favourite food is peanut butter.
I love peanut butter.
My favourite food is the mangoes off the mango tree, because we've got heaps of them at Tipperary.
We've got heaps of mango trees at Tipperary. Cheyenne is right. And in the mango season, we have mango pickers come and pick the mangoes and box them up and sell them down south. We've got millions of mangoes here.
And they live right near me and Jackie's house.
In Victoria, we don't have mango trees. That's why it's so expensive.
We're very lucky, aren't we?
Yes, very lucky.
Miss Devlin, I know what my favourite food is.
Okay, you might like to tell. Angus wants to tell you his favourite food.
It's sultanas.
My favourite food is oranges.
Georgie?
My favourite food is strawberries.
Dustin?
Steak, sausages, vegetables.
We have a very healthy man here.
Well, we have to finish up now. Thank you so very much for having this interview with us. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.